Welcome to 12 Hop Flop, the podcast where we leap into the verdant fields of literature with a rabbit's unique perspective. I'm your host, Floppy, here to share with you some whisker-twitching book recommendations and reading habits that'll have you bounding through pages like they're fields of clover. Now, I may have fur and floppy ears, but one thing I know is that just like us rabbits enjoy a variety of greens, humans need a variety of genres to keep the mind nibbling with excitement. Let's start with what we call the vegetable patch of book recommendations. These are the hearty reads that provide sustenance and growth. First on my list is Aesop's Fables, which, let me tell you, isn't just for kids. The stories are brief but full of wisdom, teaching lessons that even us older rabbits chew on from time to time. Wisdom about the tortoise and the hare? Well, I can vouch for that. Slow and steady can win the race, though I'd advise any racing rabbits to keep a steady pace just in case. Next there's Watership Down, an epic tale of adventure and resilience. Like any rabbit would know, it's not just about the fur-raising moments, it's about the bonds that form when you're part of a warren, or for humans, your community. And if you're in need of a good giggle, The Tale of Peter Rabbit always hops off the shelf. That mischievous little fella gives us bunnies a bit of a reputation, but we sure do love a good garden caper. Now, on to what I like to call the meadow grazing section. These are books you can leisurely nibble on without much of a hurry. The Secret Garden is much like a relaxing day in your favourite sunspot. It's rejuvenating and full of the wonder of nature and discovery. And if you're in the mood for something light, The Wind in the Willows offers enchanting escapades with creatures who, like me, enjoy the simple pleasures of life. Remember, dear readers, variety is the spice of life. Or, as we rabbits would say, variety is the herb garden of life. When I think about reading habits, my friend 8-Bit and I have observed that human burrows are often filled with books left unread. Start by making your reading nook as cozy as a rabbit hole, comfortable, quiet, and well lit. Sometimes I find a dash of sunlight on my fur is just the thing to encourage a good read. And have you tried regimenting your reading time? Just as I have my feeding schedule, morning greens and evening Timothy hay, you too could benefit from having a reading routine. Maybe leaf through a couple of chapters with your morning coffee, or unwind before bed with the soft rustling of pages. Listening to audiobooks can also be an excellent way to digest stories, especially if you're on the move like a cottontail on a mission. It's quite fascinating, this human invention. Like having a storytelling bush right next to your ear, become part of a reading group. Just as us rabbits thrive in company, discussing plots and characters can be quite the stimulating conversation at your bunny gatherings, or should I say book clubs, and please don't forget to support your local warrens, libraries and bookstores. They are treasure troves of knowledge and stories waiting to leap out at you. Before we burrow away from today's episode, I want to remind you to keep your nose twitching with curiosity and your mind hopping with new ideas. Books are like fields to us, vast, rich, and full of surprises. Dig into different genres, nibble on new authors, and always keep your reading horizon wide and open. If you've enjoyed today's hop through Lop's Library, please consider subscribing to 12 Hop Flop. Leave us a review or a comment like you would a tasty treat for a good bunny, and thank you for listening. Remember, in the great meadow of life, every book is a fresh blade of grass, waiting to be savoured. Until next time, keep your ears perked and your pages turning.